Debo Ash. I don't know which way I'm going, but I know that the road ahead goes on and on and on and on. I don't know, I feel like it's over, I'm sober, and there's nothing left to shake the dirt from off my bones. I'm so low, my presence is faded, I'm jaded, and I hate the way I feel when I have lost control. I'm so low, pretending to fade, if I stay in complacent, never an option, I've got to grow.
So this is finally my time, staring, I watch the hand stop. It's apparent I slept on harvesting the damn crop. I can't watch grayscale blanketing the mountainside. Won't contain the sound inside, my mind is just a house of lies. Count to five twice, just to try and find some peace. Butting heads with my reflection like some sibling rivalry. A little peace and quiet might be something I would like to see, but I don't know if the person I am's the one I'd like to be. It's a sight to behold, a warm heart when the earth is cold. An easy pitfall for a silver tongue with serpent's tones. So I wander on until I shed my cursed bones and let the homies know that they ain't going through they hurt alone.
I don't know which way I'm going, but I know that the road ahead goes on and on and on and on. I don't know, I feel like it's over, I'm sober, and there's nothing left to shake the dirt from off my bones. I'm so low, my presence is fading, I'm jaded, and I hate the way I feel when I have lost control. I'm so low, pretending I made it, but staying complacent, it was never an option, I've got to grow.
Best of my ability, I'm killing thee. You ain't never gotta ask. All these bitches on my dick, not a one that gotta pass. I'm too busy on my grind, swear to God that I'm an axe. Chop a motherfucker with the quickness like karate class. Put him in a body bag, I ain't got no time for that. Throw him in the trunk and drop him off outside his mama pad. Fuck around and find out I'm like Osama bin Laden bad. May your side bitch's head till you in her Prada bag. Now your main cooling with your main and you got it bad. Loading up that thing with your pain, you gon' silence that. Shit won't be the same in your brain, feeling fried by that. So now it is ingrained that somebody gotta die for that.
River City, how y'all feeling? Hope y'all rocking with the bros. Check us out at VROAV.com. That's VROAVE.com, baby. I'm Rospo the Father. This song is called Janimba. And the homie Adasho, it's the very first VROAV song ever made.
Very first, this number one. Number one. What you have to do, man?
Shit, we had to do it to him.
Had to do
motherfucker was talking that shit, man. We had to do it to him.
Shit.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Damn.
We had to do it to him. I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him, bitch? I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him, bitch? I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him, bitch? I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to that boy? I had to do it to him. Hey,
got just hit the seven heaven, ho. Finna roll up tighter than an egg roll. Sipping Bud Light by the keg low. With my white boys, smoking white boys. Getting hyped, boy, for this bread roll. When the bread long, fuck a debt, bro. When the check's up, you get checked on. When the check's short, you get left on. Red. And now your bitch off of my click in the VIP, giving the Ziggy your head. And I'm feeling dead, don't wanna perform for nobody. I don't wanna get out of bed, get out of my head. Go get the bag, that's what they be telling me. Commit them felonies, rap to the melody. Float like a celebrity, fuck what you telling me. I don't need meds, or maybe I do. I feel like old Greg, drinking out of a shoe. So what do I do when I'm feeling blue? I guess I had to do it to him. You can do it to him too. I had to do it to him. I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him? Bitch, I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him? But I had to do it to him. I had to do it to him. I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him? Bitch, I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to that boy? I had to do it to him.
Soon as I go broke, I'ma rob him like a sidekick. Call her my MC, cause I ain't fucking with no side bitch. Rob him with the hoodie on. Feel like I'm from Highbridge. They got me fucked up with them Southside Pirates. Go to the jeweler, bust down a two. Dip through the pudding, tell you from the proof. From me a unit, I turn it to two. I don't need meds, or maybe I do. Pop me a red one, or pop me a blue. You a pussy boy, you a choosh. Shout out to Eustace, I don't wanna fuck. Neck too froze, I pinned the puck. Reach through the chain, I'm making a scene. Stand on my money, I feel like Kareem. Fuck going on with you, living your dream. Shout out to Rosso, he showed me the means. He showed me the proof, he showed me the plans. He told me the truth, now I am the man. Roll with an honor on 28 grams. I did it to him, cause I know that I can.
I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him? Bitch, I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to that boy?
Whoa, I had to do whoa, it
to
whoa.
Him. What? I had to do it to him. Why you do it to him?
Had to do it to him. Bitch, I had to do it to him. Hey, why you do it to him?
I had to do it to him. Why you do it to that boy? I had to do it to him.
I think that, like, that second one is different for some reason.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I don't know.
Because we're using the beat. We're not using the chopped up version that was in the production. Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. We have to figure that one out later on.
But once again, we are Vero Ave. Thank you for rocking with us and listening to us on the fabulous River City Sound Podcast, baby. I'm Rospo the Father. I'm here with Adacho Fuego and my boy Introverse.
Yeah, yeah.
The toad, the fox, and the bear get to know us real well. We coming to a town near you real soon.
Vero!
That's
Vero!
Right.
Oh, yeah. And VeroAv.com in case you forgot, baby.
Don't forget about Serious Saturdays, the third Saturday of every month. Come check us out at Black Iris Social Club, February 17th.
Yeah, get your butt down there, boy.
Because if you don't, I'm going to come to your house, open your fridge, and cough into it.
Mm-hmm.
All over your takeout.
He just had COVID.
I did.
Shit, wow.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even let him touch my microphone, for real.
Yeah, that was a mistake. Yeah. You shouldn't have did that.
That was a mistake.
EroAv.com. Never forget it. Serious Saturday, third Saturday of every month. Never forget it.
Once again, y'all, my name's Introverse. This song is called Toasted. Follow Introverse on Spotify. Drop a like on that song. Let me know. My knuckles drag to the wrong your face like aggressive porn. Speaking a hellish roar coming from your cellar doors. Never open, hellish spoken. My life is up for token. Time the heads are rolling. Once you realize your soul been stolen, pluck you out your home and leave you wonk in OSHA. All your mean mugging showing me is you're a hostile poser. We'll smack your top all over. Catch me in Barcelona. Sipping Alhambra, ladies flocking to my hot persona. Leave you sun-baked, mud-caked in the wilderness. A burned-out filament. Trauma doctor will fill you in. Price of my ascent, not a cent I would
would lose. Just remember, if you try me, I'm keeping your jewels. Go for the gold that I need, I'll be seeing it through. Never needed a metronome to keep in the groove, but it's seeming that you might need a freebie or two. Pay no mind to my teeth, but I'll be eating you fools. I'm the night stalker, tightrope walker of two lives. Killer in one rhyme, suppressed from the other side. I'm restless, like insomniac sleeping in your bloodstream. Next to your heart, cardiac creeping, toasted. Leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast, toasted. Leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast, toasted. Leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast, toasted. Leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast.
I come here, bro.
I know you keeping it tool, but I be scheming with dudes that garage you and leave you sleeping in pools. Hands on, body snap like when the ratchet twist. Fighting me is like boxing a basilisk. No match for this. My shit's poetic like I wrapped it all in Arabic. Your words are passionless and wrapped up in saccharine. Push you off the scaffold and your fams get my hassling. Might be quiet, but don't take me for a pacifist. You're getting wet if you're thinking you'll make it past my fist. Snap your wrist if I think you're gonna try to grab the grip. I strategize steady, built the tools for this rapid shit. You ask where the nearest club with girls shaking their asses is. A shame that your lane is circling the drain. Stranded at sea, feel the hand of release in your veins. Panic accretes like you found a new strand of disease. Can't manage to reach a weapon to brandish or swing. Toasted, leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast. Toasted, leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast. Toasted, leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots along the coast. Toasted, leave you and your partner to roast. I've been up at my post, taking shots
along the coast.
Step on the mic like I'm ready to crush heads. Leave them upset, their style old like dubstep. Enough said, call my landlord and said fuck rent. Tough sell, the death knell make you bust heads. Right before I black out, word up to grayscale. Deflate you in greats and increase the pain well. Shot to the body, make you wanna shout for mommy. Chugging hot toddies and yelling, you will never be nobody. My folks so motley, crash the whip to my own tunes. Hate to let you know, but this is all I had to show you. Rode through rivers of blood, this fishing been rough. I can't find shit, but y'all been giving it up. Anybody knows the world that we live in is fucked. So I'm about my stacks of frozen pizza, building it up. Nearly roll the boulder up to the top and get stuck. If I ain't no better, I'd say I got the rottenest luck. Y'all don't even know, my ego so massive. I'm the ring wraith that stabbed Frodo Baggins. Because y'all lacking, say you pop like a Mac-10. This simile so dated they ain't using it back then. I just hit the gas and I roll right past them. Watch them get swallowed up through the course of their actions.
That's the boy Introverse, the big bad bear of Vero Ave. Never forget it, man. That's the bear, baby, and he's here to scare. Rah, rah. Maybe give you a tear.
On the dairy.
Yeah, there we go. Just gonna get right into saying your ass, but
you know what I mean? Yeah,
dairy air.
We got to the same spot.
Yeah. Check my mans out on all streaming platforms right now. Or check him out at VeroAd.com.
The Hillcap Studio, the place to be.
We are broadcasting to you live from the Hill Cabin Recording and Film Studio. Ho.
Try yo. All I know is I spin.
Shout out River City Sounds, man. This is cool.
Now I'm innocent till my guilt is proven. Oh.
Hey. This is a 10-year-old song.
Yo, kill that shit, Rospo.
Rospo! Look.
Let him know.
Hey, Look, lately I've been hating this thing and I don't like none of it. I told my brother Bateman, go load up the guns with clips so we can dump a couple hundred rounds just for the fun of it. I mean the fuck of it. I'm screaming fuck a bitch, cause nowadays the only thing I need is the cream in my girl, cause everybody scheming, it's America. Talking about they needed you, really they just proceeded to continue thieving you, hoping you never see right through the bullshit until it's too late and they have defeated you. Took everything you own, and now they leaving you stranded up in the land of the lost. Wake up and see the truth. They fell asleep on you, and now you're striking back like an axe from a lumberjack, cutting the trees and roots. Fuck if you heed it, dude. Don't make me call my bros up with the 44 to skeet at you and leave your top smoking like chimneys. You never sleep in June. You better beat it, dude. The wolf inside is awakened. You better lead a room. I'm in this shit like some corn and I'll make you eat it. Ooh, what the fuck is wrong with me? Come sing along with me. If you think this song's spiffy, I'll be making bomb shit. These other rappers on dick, we drill them and kill them until my folk put up the bond quickly. They got bars, I got bars. They're not hard, covered in scars. And these suckers sweeter than Pop-Tarts. I heat them up like a toaster, I'm going straight for the throat. If you're in the way, you better move over. I got a lot to say, I ain't really said what I want to. If you're trying to cut me off, I'll cut your neck with a shoulder. Leave you leaking in the street, bitch. This ain't no deep shit, this just some me shit. I'm still bumping at 3-6. Mopping ya, I'm popping ya. If you rocking binoculars, watching us not an option, bro. You should not have been clocking us. We're long division, we on a mission, no stopping us. Said fuck your label and your deal, cause ain't no dropping us. But now they taking shots at us, coppers trying to lock us up. I'm loading up my Glock and trust, I'm so ready to cock and bust. Had any one of you claiming that you been knocking us out of the top spot, man, I promise there ain't no topping us. We climb the top and just sit down and wait for you to reach it too, so we can spar to kick you in your cock and nuts. He falling down the mountain and kicking up a lot of dust until he hit the ground where we bury him once we box him up. Motherfucker, I'm Rospo the father. Bitch.
Ribbit.
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 Ribbit. Ribbit. Ribbit. Ribbit. Yeah. VeroAv.com. River City Sounds Podcast. Rocking to the vibes of VeroAv.
Vero.
Vero. And V-Rose on them boys. Victory Royale Avenue. Throw them V's on that bitch. How my Rose feeling today? Hope the Rose is doing well.
All right.
Reminds me of Kung Pao Enter the Fist, and there is that lady with the one titty.
Say, oh, you should have listened to that one boob chick.
I was thought in the opposite. I was thinking of, what is it, Total Recall? The three-titted woman?
The three titties, ooh. Yeah.
I was assuming one went, like, disappeared. Anyways. This is River City Sounds. I am Cole here by myself. We got episode 97, and I'm here with
Vero Ev.
All right. Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves, your names, and what you do in the project?
I guess I'm the head dickhead in charge here. I started this group. I'm Rospo the Father.
I'm Introverse. I'm one of the rappers, one of the MCs.
I'm Adacho Fuego. I am also a rapper.
Very cool, very cool. So it seems like you guys, excuse me, beyond having songs together, it seems like you all individually have your songs part.
That is correct.
So how did this group come together as it is, and how long has it been together?
I'd say we've been together for at least like a good like 8 months or so.
Coming up on a year now.
Yeah, coming up on a year.
Okay.
March of 23, we first sat down in here together and started recording music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, next month, when I turn 36, we'll have been doing this for 1 year.
So, have you guys, I assumed you guys worked on each other's projects and stuff like that before.
Absolutely. I had come from doing, like, a rock and roll metal band.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Rospo, the father, had helped us way back before we even decided that we were ever going to even start this. That he was going to help us record our little EP we were doing, and we just got to hanging out, became really good friends, and he's always been, you know, an MC rapping. That's how I met him, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but we all actually originally met each other at 25 Watt rest in peace, 25 okay. Watt, very cool little venue downtown here in Chaco Bottom that did pretty much exclusively metal shows, but every once in a while they threw a hip-hop show in there, and I guess I met both of these guys individually through doing their their metal, like a metal show, performing at that venue. And then I found out later on that Introverse was also a rapper, and I think we performed on a show together at 25 Watt as well.
Yep, that was right.
Yeah. So yeah, after the band had broke up, hanging out with Paul, fucking, he decided that we needed to create a group. We've been watching the Wu-Tang show heavy, super big Wu-Tang fans.
Yeah, dude.
So
yeah,
that was a big inspiration on us, and we just, I had heard fucking Intro's music so much, like, because he was also being recorded. You did his.
Yeah,
Toasted.
I was recording both of their projects, not Introverse's metal project with 333. I was not recording their album, but I was recording the album for Eustace, which was Adasho's former project, and Introverse was recording here in this studio at the time that we kind of all formulated this group. And I had shown Adasho some of Introverse's music, obviously, with him being here hanging out a lot. It's like, yeah, check this guy out that I record. I'm thinking about trying to do a collab with him or get him in our group or whatever.
Very cool. So it seems like almost collectively from metal to rap, it kind of brings me to the next question. What do you define yourselves as genre-wise? Do you just say yourselves as rap or hip-hop, or do you have something a little bit more specific than that?
Yeah, I think it's we're rap, you know,
like it's underground. Just
we're just underground rap for sure. Okay. I don't think we have some metal elements in some of our songs where we put guitar in there and stuff, but it's not, we're not trying to create a crossover or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, always been landed as rap and hip hop to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So VROAV, what does that mean?
Victory Royale Avenue.
What is that from?
Fortnite.
Oh, okay. Basically. That's fair. Fuck yeah.
Nick's like, yeah, it's from Fortnite.
It's from Fortnite.
Kind of. It's from me and Nick playing Fortnite, and like,
yeah, he just get dubbed it every time we were playing. He's like, we gonna get this
V-Row,
bro. We gonna get this V-Row today. I was like, yo, what is that? So yeah, I was like, yo, that sounds just so cool.
That's a good one. So we talked a little bit about recording with you in this area. Well, first off, why don't we shout out where we at? Where are we at right now?
We are at the Hill Cabin Recording and Film Studio in Fulton Hill, Richmond, Virginia.
Hell yeah. And they also recorded the episode today, so we'll make sure that we have you tagged in the post about it as well.
Appreciate that.
So if anyone likes what they did, you can come on and check them out. So we have had a couple of releases with VROAV out, correct? Nothing album wise or EP wise, mostly a lot of singles.
We are currently working on an album EP. Mm-hmm. We have enough music recorded that we could drop like a full length album, but strategically with music and the music industry and the state that it is in currently, I think the smarter move, instead of to just drop a whole album, is to drop like maybe three EPs throughout the year of the stuff that we have recorded last year while we work on new stuff for next year.
Mm-hmm. And you said we also heard some things today that have not been released. Is that true?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that we performed today has not been released for sure.
Yep.
Very cool. So instead of the other question, how about what has been released that you played today?
The Gary Way.
Gary Way.
Yeah.
That's the only one? Okay.
Gary Way. Yeah. Toasted is out, streaming on all platforms.
Yep.
The first song, Toasted, Low, is released as a video. But and we had originally intended to release that as a single, but I'm thinking leaning more towards just keeping it a part of the EP and working. We have like four songs ready to go, so I'm like, I can mix two more songs. We have an EP ready. We'll just drop that.
Okay. So thank you for bringing that back up. You also said this is not just a studio. They also do film here as well. You produce and shoot the videos as well.
We're obviously limited with the space here to do like a big film production, but obviously
Isn't the shooting location, but you edit here.
Yeah, I can edit anything here.
Yeah, we do all our production.
Exactly.
Can edit up to 4K footage, and we usually shoot in 4K when we go out and film. So and yeah, I do on-site filming and videos for other artists as well.
I was about to ask if you did any artists. Do you anyone in particular off the top of your head? Do you remember
Cash Out, that guy?
Shout out Cash, man.
We did his video recently. I don't know if that it ever got published or whatever, but it's out. It's in the ethos somewhere.
Most of the Abbott was also filmed here as well.
Yes.
Our first video that we dropped, our first single, The Abbott, it was filmed here in the studio and then on location in other places as well.
That is also streaming on Spotify and music video on YouTube.
Check it out.
So let's talk about Richmond origin story here for a second. You definitely probably have a broader perspective of each of y'all's stories of how you got to Richmond. Are any of y'all from Richmond locally?
Yeah.
You
yep.
are?
I am.
Are you?
All three
you
of us,
all three
I guess.
Of them
yeah.
are. Okay, very yeah. cool.
Richmond.
Is it Richmond specific, or is it more like the outer kind of area that you guys have been from?
Henrico. I'm from like
Henrico kind of area.
And
more,
yeah.
About you?
Henrico as well.
Okay.
West
Henrico.
End.
Okay.
Yeah, suburbia.
So,
I am from Southside. I grew up in the city, but I ended up in Henrico in the West End when I was like in high school. We moved out there.
Okay, so that's probably is a little bit different a question as opposed to your origin story. But let's say, growing up in and around the city, what are some secret things that you have found about the city that's like, I don't know, maybe not like a secret passageway or anything, but maybe like, ooh, this has a good taco place. Don't tell anyone about it. Or, I don't know, what are some good secrets that the city has told you as the...
Personally, I really love exploring the abandoned buildings in Richmond. Those are my secrets.
There's some fucking dope ones on the way over here, dude.
Southside is full of them. Where I grew up is definitely a lot of shitty old rundown buildings you can go explore.
Yeah.
The Southern States Factory, probably my favorite one.
The old paper mill.
They're about
they
to tear that thing down. I'm devastated. Yeah.
You remember the paper mill they had?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tore that down a couple years ago. That was awesome.
The murals as well.
Yeah.
A lot of great
yeah.
murals in Carytown, the fan area.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. Do you have a favorite mural? Anybody?
As the Dave Brocky mural was one of my favorites.
Which one's
until
that? Sad Empire?
That one was over near off of a Hull Street, I believe, in the Manchester area. But it got torn down last year on Dave Brocky's birthday.
Okay. I don't know that one, actually, off the top of my head. I honestly can't remember. A lot of people don't know the Feel the Burn. You guys seen that one?
Oh,
like
I remember
where,
that
like,
one.
Skank
that
dancing,
was
the
near Altamont Road over in Scott's Edition. I like that one.
My favorite one was the Sad Vampire they had in on Broad Street, I think, but they fucking painted over it for the stupid ass bikes.
I like that big caterpillar they had near
the caterpillar was cool.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was the witch that they had over at the Southern States Factory, but they painted over that one, I guess, when they repurposed that building for like the fire department or something. There's a Mac Miller one around here somewhere. I've seen a picture of it.
Yeah.
I want to go find it. I got to figure out where that one's at.
So we talked about some favorite spots. How about some favorite bars or like restaurants? Some places we can patronize.
Pearly's got some of the best sandwiches in Richmond. You just got to get there early because they always stay like with orders and reservations.
I live across the street from there, bro, and it's just like the whole block.
You watch the crack house jumping, basically.
Yeah. I have an untrained dog. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. If they sold crack, they'd have there'd be no stopping that line, honestly.
Bro, yeah.
Between the sandwiches and the crack.
The garlic dill fries are basically crack, in my opinion. Like,
obviously, they do sell crack.
I've actually not ever had the luxury of going there.
Really?
Just because it's so fucking packed up the goddamn time.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead. I will say, the Sailor Sandwich is fantastic, and I didn't know this until semi-recently. The Sailor Sandwich is something that is unique to Richmond. That is a regional food.
Yeah. I don't want to move away from this question yet, though, because we got to shout out Guarbar.
Guarbar, absolutely.
Irish Pub.
Cobra Cabana. I love Cobra.
Cobra Cabana, yep.
Cobra Cabana, absolutely. All great places for late night eats. Guarbar has one of the best burgers in the city, in my opinion, because they get fresh brisket every week. They grind it themselves and make their own burgers.
Also, Black Iris.
Black Iris.
They don't have food, but you can definitely go there and get lit. Love that place.
They have an incredible speakeasy bar.
If you're interested in minerals, jewelry, collectibles, used refurbished video games and consoles, the Artcade is also a great spot right off the road. Shout out Big Curbs.
Kirby!
And that is the Artcade.
The Artcade. You guys got a favorite show you have played or seen in Richmond?
Our most recent one, I would say, was my favorite because of the turnout and the fact that, you know, we threw the whole thing together and it was it was our baby. And
that's always satisfying when you put everything together yourself.
I recently orchestrated
a monthly event series called Serious Saturday, happening on the third Saturday of every month. It's kind of like my own version of Good Friday and or the Face Melt Friday series, if you're familiar.
I don't know the Face Melt. No.
Okay, so Face Melt Friday was an event series that was held by Black Lick at Strange Matter before Strange Matter closed. And I was a frequent performer of that event series, and I would just go and hang out when I was bored. You know, they had a Face Melt Friday. It was the place, if you liked hip hop, to go turn up at for that month.
Okay.
And so we're kind of trying to rebrand or not rebrand, we're branding Sirius Saturday as the new face melt of Richmond, the new like go-to event for checking out new hip-hop, fresh hip-hop in Richmond.
Yeah, that'd be a great place to have. And what venue was that again?
So we are currently working with Black Irish Social Club, who we just mentioned briefly.
Yes.
Shout out Chris Mann there. Love working with him and love the staff there. They're all wonderful. However, because they are a social club that has members, their members do have preference for booking events there. And I was actually talking to Chris about this last night. I was like, dude, I'm just going to become a member so that then I have preference for booking here.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
But yeah, so March, we're doing our event there again this month on the 17th, February 17th. Everybody step on out to Black Irish Social Club to check out Sirius Saturday.
Hell yeah.
In March, we will be moving to a new venue called The Dive, because Black Iris can't host us due to another event that a member is hosting. The Dive is located at 15 West Broad. It's supposed to be right next to Switch. It's owned by the same company that owns Switch and Ember Music Hall and all that, the LX Group. And so we'll be moving there, I think, through March and April. And then in May, when it warms up, we are going to be moving to the Hoff rooftop.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, the Hoff's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, is your plan to hopefully stick to one of those places eventually, or do you like the idea of bouncing around like that?
I kind of like the idea of moving it and keeping it fresh and like different a little bit, because it could get stale being in the same place over and over again. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there's also just the fact that with having multiple venues and relationships with these venues, that we have a plan B and C in an event of a venue can't host us.
So that's a great reason why to have it, for one, and for two, because, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of bar flies are like, they're stuck to their bar. You know what I mean? Like,
very
sometimes
true.
They're just like, that's cool, I'm going to go over here. So, like, go to them. You know, so that does work in that capacity. Kind of a tangential story, you were talking about how good it feels to put stuff together. I remember a show I did somewhat recently with a certain project. Love them, they're great. And I just remember, like, I was walking off and they were just finished playing. I hear him like, you know, you should thank me for getting this. And everyone's like, no, you should thank me. He's like, actually, you should thank me. And I was just sitting there like, first off, I put this together. And I was the one to message y'all.
You're welcome.
And thirdly, do you know I heard of y'all? A friend of y'all's is a friend of me, so you should thank them. I said none of that.
I was just smiling at myself. Stop having a circle jerk at my show. Smile and wave, boys.
No, exactly. Smile and wave. It's just like, I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Nice.
Everyone had
nice.
A good time.
As long as everybody had a good time.
Exactly. There's no reason to get upset. Cha-cha-cha. Okay, anyone can answer this next one. Or if you want to just, whatever. Let's just get at it. RVA doesn't... Ooh. Ha ha ha. RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia. If you were to reassign the words to those letters, meaning like really very awesome or rat vernacular association, how would you do that but still means Richmond to you?
Ooh, damn.
That's a cool question. I like that question.
That is a good question. Rap Vernacular Association is pretty great.
Thank you.
That is dope.
Yeah, I do this in traffic sometimes and I'm bored.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice. I answered this question one time.
I think you did, yeah.
So yeah,
I
it's
don't
up
remember.
To y'all this time. I said riots, violence, and anarchy.
Damn.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Honestly, that's spot on pretty much. We're going
to
go with that.
We're just
going to. That's spot on.
What's the, I don't know the fucking term for it, where you just put the little quotations in the box where it's just like, next. You know what I'm talking about? Basically, yeah, save this answer. Move it over
saved,
here.
Yeah.
Good one, Nick. Good one.
What
good one,
thank man. You.
Saved
is
us.
An interest y'all share other than music? You guys had already mentioned Fortnite.
Video games.
We've yet to get introverse on the Fortnite.
Yeah,
but
we're
working
on
them. There's one other thing
y'all just mentioned, and I could, it's slipping my mind. Damn.
Once I'm done with all 5 playthroughs of Baldur's Gate,
hell
I
yeah,
got
bro.
You.
You gotta fit all the endings.
All of them.
You have to fuck all of the all the creatures.
Yep. First one's Karlach, the Red Lady.
I was a little upset when I found out you couldn't be a goblin.
Yeah, it would be cool to be a goblin. I hope they add some more races in like a later update or something.
Well, I mean, if you like, I'm pretty sure you can just like
You just want to fuck mod
the goblins.
If you're on PC, yeah, I'm a console player.
I am also a console player. So
I want to give him the Trailer Park Boys answer and just be like, drinking. drinking.
That is a common
one.
We all
like drinking, I guess.
So you need a hobby like mine. Your hobby's drinking.
That's right, a good one. That was a really good one.
Smoking.
He's like, what's your hobby, Ray?
Drinking.
Smoking.
He offers him a beer and then gives him the already opened and drank out of beer out of his shirt pocket and pops a new one for himself.
Man, I've been getting into Letterkenny recently.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
love Letterkenny.
Park Boys is going out a little bit, but it's still there.
For the boys.
Canadians are funny.
Oh, real shit, though. They make good shit. Like, outside of, like, me and you playing Fortnite and all of us like going out drinking occasionally.
Y'all just mentioned like watch Wu-Tang. Y'all watched Wu-Tang.
Yeah. Besides music, like music is definitely the big thing that drove us together. Smoking weed,
sandwiches
together. Sandwiches.
We all have a passion for sandwiches.
Yeah, we all like eating.
A good PBR and a shot of rail tequila.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. A penny pincher is my favorite.
Do you have a favorite tequila?
Ooh.
Ah.
Luna's Azul is all right if I'm like bugging on budget.
Dirty.
But don't
I'm going
go
Jose
total
Cuervo.
Dirty. That's scary, Nick.
I'm dirty.
I was really big barely on even tequila. Luna's Azul for a while. My favorite is probably Hsiong's.
Okay.
Hsiong's is really
$20.
Good. They got a new one out called Ocho as well that I've been drinking up at
I've
Black Iris, and that one's really good.
I used to work at the ABC store that supplied all the bars around here, so nothing surprises me on the shelf anymore. Yeah, I know everything.
I am overdue for a good mezcal.
I don't know everything.
I can't do the mezcal either. You guys like that dirty tequila.
Yeah
they do.
Mezcal ain't dirty. It's smoky.
No, dude, I can't fuck with that shit.
The flavors of mezcal do be wild, though.
I prefer a whiskey, honestly. Yeah. I'm trying to
I like a good whiskey.
Out.
I used to think I was a whiskey guy. And then, I don't know. I just
the shit's got
I
me.
I was for a long time, and then
I think I might switch to vodka.
It didn't sit after years of drinking it. I kept drinking it more.
I stopped drinking dark for a while, and that was just like mainly the thing. I went to vodka, and I realized that wasn't my thing, and then just...
If I'm social, I can like do some rail shots of whiskey, but if I'm like by myself, tequila's going to be more likely, because...
Really?
Whiskey,
not the other way around.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I'll drink whiskey and tequila if I'm being social. Okay. I'm a dirty dog, but
if I'm drinking
whiskey alone, if you're in a rap, if you're a rapper or in a rap group, that's like country boy shit.
Makes you sad. It makes me sad. At least
I'm not in a rock and roll band anymore, man. Okay.
If I'm gonna go write like the next Garth Brooks hit, I'm gonna pop a bottle of Jim Beam by myself.
Right. Exactly. You gotta get in the zone.
You gotta be like Fred Durst and just kind of embrace all styles
like,
of life
just like
in
whatever.
That way.
Yeah.
And just
whatever's going on.
Yeah. I'm gonna smoke crack before I write this song.
Jesus.
Just don't be like Bam Margera.
No worries on that.
Going out.
We're getting some corner questions over here. Yeah. We already said you're watching some Wu-Tang. What else are we watching right now? Is anyone into anything?
Man, I've been watching this one series on HBO Max, or it's just called Max now, but it's called Warrior. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a Peaky Blinders, but the story focuses around the Chinese Tongs in the middle of immigration to America.
My girlfriend loves that fucking the Eastern.
They got them hatchets.
Yep.
So she loves that.
I'd be watching a lot of American Ninja Warrior.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's a good choice.
It actually is.
Yep.
You watch that shit.
They got a new one out called Ultimate Beastmaster, too. That shit's fire.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of
it. It's a little more complicated than Ninja Warrior. Like, it's not as upper body heavy, but there's a lot of, like, dynamic jumping and crazy shit going on.
Bro, I actively will be, like, wiping potato chip seasoning out from under my titties and judging people that fail.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, dude.
Be like, oh, it's only a fucking 20
grams. Yeah.
You couldn't fucking do monkey bars for 30
wall,
feet,
dumbass.
You pussy.
Nah, dude, watching Naked or Afraid or Survival. Or Survivor, and just, you know,
nice.
On a rainy day, just be like, man, I could do that.
I just watch.
It really makes you appreciate your creature comforts.
Yeah, for real.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I watch that outdoor dude.
Bear?
Nah, some survivalist on YouTube.
What, is it Coyote Peterson?
He's like from here. It's like the Outdoor Boys or something. He's just this like older dude who's just like in the woods by himself, like in Antarctica and shit, camping.
You should check out Super Sus. He's a Russian urban explorer.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he goes like they go into like fucking Chernobyl, like radiation zones and shit, and drink 40.
I'm
all about
people
Super
survive
Sus.
In the woods while I'm like in the comfort of my bed. Like,
it is
easy.
So cursed.
So,
also love Yu Yu Hakusho. I just want to put that in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite anime.
I don't know if it's technically considered an anime or not, but we've been watching Blue Eyed Samurai recently.
That one looks good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Got that bookmarked.
I think my girlfriend finished that one.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. She
was like, get out of here. New pretty ones or something?
Nah, it's just it I think it was like it's about the one like where the person comes and like they're trying to get revenge and they got the blue eyes. I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't want to ruin it, even though it's kinda obvious what's going
on.
I'm
trying to keep it broad.
Like the whole first episode, me and Brianna were just like, I think we know what's going on here.
Yeah, so
it's kind of obvious.
Broad enough, but yeah, I think she was like, get out of here. I'm already two episodes deep.
Yeah, but there is like a huge like reveal at the end of the first episode, which is like, yeah, we knew this was coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Sometimes it's just fun to see the process.
It's a great show. I'm excited for the second season. It's the only reason I'm keeping a Netflix subscription.
Yeah, that's right. It was Netflix.
What is y'all's zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
Hell yeah.
I'm a Cancer. That's that, right?
What?
I don't know. You're a crab.
Yeah, crab.
That's what he's at. Okay, yeah, I'm a Cancer.
I'm Pisces, so you got two water signs and a fire.
Yeah, I don't know the fucking... I don't know any of that stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know what I am.
But it's cool, you know?
I'm a crab, dude. I was like, dude, got all this cool shit, and y'all gave me a crab. I don't care about this stuff anymore.
You could be the scales.
I got the short end of this
thing. You could be literally just water.
Yeah, just the fucking, like, the air. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, exactly. Crabs probably ate Amelia Earhart. They're pretty badass.
That's pretty badass.
So you could
one.
Be a coconut crab.
Like, yeah, a big one, yeah.
You could be the crabs that lifted Jack Sparrow's boat.
That's right.
Exactly. I guess I'm pretty fucking important.
You guys got a favorite snack?
Oh, yeah, oatmeal cream pies.
Pussy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I think probably pot stickers.
Oh, hell yeah. Maybe it's funny lumpia. You call them pot stickers, too, because I used to work at Sticky Rice, and that's what I call them.
Nice.
Off the top of my head, Brianna's like, what the fuck are they called?
Gyoza.
Gyoza?
That's what
you call
them? Yeah,
I keep getting
gyoza's
it.
Gyoza's another name for it.
No,
or
we
like
call them
pan-fried dumplings.
Yeah. Dumplings. That's it. She just calls them dumplings.
Yeah, that's what the Americans call them for sure. Now I know gyoza. Gyoza, I don't know.
We always call them pot stickers. Okay. That's just what I call them now.
I like a little sauce with them.
Also, shout out to pho. love me some pho, some Vietnamese food. Pho Thai Do.
Are you even a pho
over
95?
Off of Horse Pen. Delicious.
I'm more of a ramen guy.
Pho 95.
Also like sushi.
Yes, that place is delicious. Yeah, we're ramen people. We love ramen.
That's right, fair.
What's the best ramen spot in the area?
I go ramen spot, but I also like Grace Noodle because I can walk there from
It's called
house.
Ramen Spot?
Yeah, there's
that's
ramen spot
hilarious.
At Grace and Harrison.
It's right across from like Insomnia Cookie
really
and Red Eye Cookie.
Yep.
I know that spot.
You can go there and get you a good sake bomb too.
They got the dumplings, pot sticker, gyozas.
Mm-hmm.
To work at Red Eye Cookie. It's a pretty chill gig.
I bet it was.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking open late though.
Yeah.
It was only $30
Miyabi a lot for sushi as well.
Yeah, you have to take a mortgage out to get a box of cookies.
I'm gonna ask you some goofy questions. What's scarier, space or the ocean?
The ocean for me.
Yeah,
but I don't want to go to space either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In
okay.
space, no
wanna,
one can hear you
both,
scream.
Honestly, but I'm really looking forward to space colonization and us going full Gundam.
I wouldn't go.
As a big Gundam fan, I'm like terrified of the future, but also like, yeah, if we can get some Gundams out of this and like go to war with Earth from space, that'd be tight.
I wish Gundam, I was like Matthew from? McConaughey and like was just like, I'd leave my kids to go to space, but I don't want to go.
I think it's going to be us fighting the rich people that colonized Mars and the moon first.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have like Junker Gundams and we're going to be going up
What's
against-
a Gundam?
A giant
never seen
robot.
It's a giant mech robot.
Yeah, it's like a giant robot.
It's like
an
old anime.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Remember this?
Yeah.
The Zord? Was it called a Zord? When
yeah,
they
yeah,
had
the
Transformers?
Like
yeah,
that one episode of...
The Megazord, yeah.
Fuck, what's it called? Rick and Morty, where he wants to get the fucking...
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, anything that's like a robot in space.
Power Rangers.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah, it's like the...
Did you ever watch Voltron?
Yeah, I know about Voltron. Yeah. You should have just said Voltron, honestly. Yeah. Yeah, Voltron, yeah.
Because the Japanese got Power Rangers and they got Gundam. We were like,
Voltron
right,
was like the OG Power Rangers when you think about
it. Yeah, for real.
The Zoltron.
Well, you ever seen The Toys That Made Us?
Oh, shit,
yeah,
I
it's
haven't.
A fantastic show.
I like
yeah, it
show.
Looked like a really good
it's
show.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yes,
I've
it is.
Seen
yeah.
it. I haven't watched it.
There is a really good episode about Transformers, and they'll talk about the history behind, like, I think it was transforming toys that they made a... You know, TV show around, and then they decide. It's really cool how they backwards made these toys.
Yeah, I grew up with Transformers. That was a huge part of my childhood.
My
I had a whole bunch of them.
Transformers
younger,
is fire.
Like older ones.
Yeah.
Power Rangers.
Just a
Voltron.
Power
all
Rangers
that shit was
sure.
good.
No, they have episodes on all those people, I'm pretty sure, and it's pretty great to.
Yeah, I watched
just,
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
That was a really good show.
Thundercats was fire. I really liked that when I was
they
a kid.
They do a He-Man one.
Scooby Doo.
Yep.
I never watched Thundercats. I really should have.
Thundercats was good.
Yeah. Thundercats was all right. It was all right. It was a little bit older for me.
Yeah, it's like, it'll blow the shit out of me.
I remember, like, 5-year-old me really fucked with Thundercats and Johnny Quest. Yeah. I was always waiting on Thundercats and Johnny Quest to come
on. Oh, yeah, Johnny Quest.
See, I love Venture Brothers because they call back to all of that shit.
Yeah, Venture Brothers.
All the time.
Venture Bros scared me when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was just weird.
It definitely is weird had a, like, for as a Johnny Quest fan, adult. It wasn't my favorite thing,
it was
for
very
sure.
Adult for me. I was always scared when Adult Swim came on. I knew it was, I was up late.
The direct parody of Johnny Quest they had in the show, Action Johnny, is a fucking riot, though, because he's just strung out on pills and he keeps talking about his absent father. And he, like, breaks down. He's like, oh, God, man. Oh, I used to be an adventurer, and then my dad. And he's stealing prescription pads out the therapist's office. Yeah. God, he's unhinged.
Do we write with a pen or a pencil?
That's a good question. I write with a pen.
I have a pen. I don't think I have, unless I'm somewhere that has pencils, I don't ever have a pencil.
Okay. No, I use a pen. I just own my words.
Yeah.
No, I used to be like that too, and then I started playing D&D, and I understand the importance of a pencil now.
Yeah, you really got to have a pencil for D&D.
I steal them from the lottery station.
Hell yeah. That's
for
how
a
you
long
do
time.
It.
You need a good pencil.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Putt-putt stealing their pencils. Yeah, lottery station stealing the pencils.
We had soapstone when I did metal fabrication.
Hell yeah. Soapstone's cool. So, rounding out, it's a new year. We've already talked about some of the things you like to do because we're coming up on a year for you guys being together. You want to put out maybe, like you said, 3 or 4 different EPs. What else are we trying to get done within the next year? What are some band goals?
I think we are currently talking about getting back together to record on a weekly basis.
Oh, that'd be cool.
We took a break through the winter, sort of. More so the holidays, really. I think, like, was it pre-Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, right after Halloween, we were like, all right, we're gonna chill out through the holidays, and we'll get back together next year to start meeting on a weekly basis to record more stuff. So we're going to be making more music. We definitely want to shoot more videos for the music that we've made to accompany the EPs and the highlight tracks from these EPs. But I think, like, as a group, we're kind of really trying to scale this event series that we started as well.
Yeah.
So that we can take it to the Hof in the summer.
So if we're trying to find out about those events, where would we find that social?
VROAV.com.
So that would also be on the VROAV as well.
Absolutely. VROAV.com. VROAV.com.
All merch, all shows.
Hell yeah. Speaking
EPK
of.
EPK is on there.
What kind of shows do we got coming up here? What's because I have no fucking idea. We're so goddamn backlogged right now, again. Let's say next month. What do y'all got going on in March or late? Excuse me. Yeah, March or late February.
Another serious Saturday, for sure.
Yep, February 17th.
On my birthday, on March 16th, we'll have
March.
The serious Saturday at the Dive. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Must be St. Patty's Day weekend, so that should be a good one to get started up on.
Definitely. I think this summer we are playing a festival.
Yeah, we have a soft confirmation to play Camp Zool 4.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. So shout out my buddy Juggs, who is Ala Zula Loose tour production manager, all around go-to guy. You.
Very cool, very cool. So, like we said, we can follow you at VROAV on the Instagram, and you also have a website as well, correct?
Yep, we do, yeah. And all our socials are linked to the header of that website.
Very nice.
But yeah, I think our Instagram is actually at VROAV804, because
yes, 804, right.
Somebody already had at VROAV. I don't know who. We got to find this guy.
We're going to talk to him.
We're
going to find him
and
speak with
him. It might be you. You never know.
Yeah, it's me. I don't want to give him the page. I'm like,
God, stop. I want them to have.
Just keep it in the cut.
Got to have the 804, bro.
I got it.
Well, please make sure to go follow VROAV on all platforms and listen to them, because they're also on Spotify as well. Do you guys have Bandcamp or like any of the SoundCloud or anything like that?
We skipped Bandcamp, went straight for the website.
Hell yeah, straight for the website.
But yeah, we are streaming everywhere.
Excellent. All platforms.
Any physical copies? We doing any of those?
We plan on getting some produced soon, for sure. I think once we get the EP ready, that'll be the motivation.
Very
dope. Yeah, for sure.
Well, it was great talking to you guys. I appreciate y'all having me over.
Appreciate you coming on.
Make
sure.
Yeah, thanks for
very nice to
coming
meet you.
Through.
Yeah, of course. Make sure you follow these guys and us on all platforms and give everything 5 stars and likes and all that stuff. Thank you very much. Oh, this has been Colin. What the fuck? 97, 96, I don't know. And who have we had with us?
Rospo the Father.
Intro verse.
Adacho Fuego.
As.
Vero F.
All
right. You rocking with us, you the Bros. Hey. This little ditty is called Diddy. I think by the end of the song, you'll know why. I wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Tell that bitch chill cause she acting too silly. Riding in my Hummer and she pulling on my willy. Tell you petty ass hoes I'ma give you no pity. Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Tell that bitch chill cause she acting too silly. Riding in my Hummer and she pulling on my willy. Tell you petty ass hoes I'ma give you no.
Wake up in the morning feeling goddamn fabulous. You don't know the half of it. Whole street crash the whips. Death metal drip immaculate. I'm on some savage shit. Demons rising up from underground passages. Living luxury, the lap of it. My bar's a catalyst for the most beautiful of music. But I'm just babbling. Stepping in your cabbage patch. Come through like an avalanche. And nodding off on Ativan. I bring the heat like Pakistan. Hey, this ain't the time of day to wait and try to hate. My vision is precision when I'm fucking up your vital states. I ride away. Victory is something I can automate. That's why the Vero Av dominating, so don't try to hate. In the eye of greatness, we can stare back with a solemn face. Smack you in the nugget with the 40 till the bottle breaks. I don't fuck with how you move, it ain't something I tolerate. If the ID is positive, I'm getting gone today.
Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Tell that bitch chill cause she acting too silly. Riding in my Hummer and she pulling on my willy. See you petty and hoes, I'ma give you no pity. Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Tell that bitch chill cause she acting too silly. Riding in my Hummer and she pulling on my willy. To you petty ass hoes, I'ma give you no pity. Wake up in the morning, brush my teeth with a tequila. Been in Kesha over poker, but in a casino. Turn a double ball on, I'm finna whip the cocaina. But naked, big booty bitches do the Macarena. On my wiener, she a fiend, I pull her out just like a beamer. Driving out the driveway, I started swerving off the lean. I hit her left, hit her right, feeling loose, I get it tight. Feel like Boosie, I might drop a thousand just to see the coochie. Tossing Boosies out the hoopty in the city with the bros. I might pull up sitting sideways on some 24s like it's 1999. Feel like Tyson in his prime, I'm knocking motherfuckers out when I be writing life a line. I make your little itty bitty sissy nut shrink. I'm a big dog, the kiddies can't touch me. You think my bar glass bite it get ugly? I'm only going up, B. I pass out in my Humvee. And then I wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Tell that bitch chill cause she acting too silly. Riding in my Hummer and she pulling on my willy. Tell you petty assholes, I'ma give you no pity. Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Tell that bitch chill cause she acting too silly. Riding in my Hummer and she pulling on my willy. Tell you petty assholes, I'ma give you no pity. Nope.
Wake up in the morning feeling like I'm P. Diddy. Wake up in the morning finna pop me a Diddy. Sky is the limit and this shit is getting bigger. Run around your town, we be fucking up your city. Know I got that peace like I'm vibing with the hippies. Crew full of rats, you be vibing with the Mickey. Say he moving packs, but I caught him with a couple grams. Made him see the light, he got hit with a solar flare. J.O. get to popping like there's grease up in the frying pan. Rospo get to stopping, y'all some roaches where my Timberland. Intro hit your bitch, now we coasting in the minivan. Gone in 60, got me spinning like a ceiling fan. Gone in 60 seconds, I might pop out like the minute, man. She gon' suck me up and leave me dry just like a credit scan. Dasho in this bitch, I'm an enigma, do you understand? Dick kicking in, got me feeling like I'm Diddy.
Yeah, feeling like I'm Diddy. Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm Diddy. Yeah, I'm feeling like I'm Diddy. Yeah. Yeah, VeroAv.com, motherfucker! Is this thing on? Oh, okay. Cool. Oh, perfect. Wow.
We on.
Crazy. Check.
This is Blood.
There you go.
You've been living in a bubble doing what your parents say. You don't wanna start no trouble, you's a bitch apparently. I get up and get it, boy, you know I live it every day. What the fuck he talking about? I'm talking about the Gary Way.
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma had to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way.
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma had to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way.
Clicked out the lights so that boy wouldn't see me. Said we had problems like static on the TV. Yes, I'm the king, I ain't talking about a Steven. Hit it with the magic, wanted something to believe in. Get the head and get the bread of all of my achievements. Shining with the B-Rap, we do this shit in sequence. We about to blow up and it ain't no fucking secret. Picking up the Uzi, all your friends that I mean it. Only had strike cause he was running in the deep. Give it to you raw like a baby at a fetus. We was Von Hall while you ass on the bleachers. I'ma play my part like this shit's a double feature. Cut you at the scene, we be cast for the sequel. Always in Nirvana, you won't catch me on my scene. Fucking with the flannel, I'm coming out clueless. Gonna raise the heat, I be sweating like it's 2 cents. This a metal beat, I'm taking shit for you at loose lips. Talking to yourself cause we ain't asking for your 2 cents. Gonna make some change if you don't mind your fucking business. This a 187 cause you know we fucking killed this. Hit him with the liquor so I feel like I'm a genius. Sit him to the Gary Wayne, add him to the hit list. Took his Mr. Poster and I burned it with my sick bitch. I took his Mr. Poster and I burned it with my sick bitch.
You've been living in a bubble, doing what your parents say. You don't wanna start no trouble, you's a bitch apparently. I get up and get it, boy, you know I live it every day. What the fuck he's talking about? I'm talking about the Gary Way.
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma have to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way.
The Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma have to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way.
You a bitch made, this a mistake. A burden that buckles and carry weight. Mother a spell, hope your mother been well. Over the bed, she gon' levitate. Hell's dentist is rather than sediment. Every spirit re-emerging is reverent. Servants of hellishness, know what your penance is. Know what the message is, we gonna settle it.
Yo.
Demolish your tenement, I live in my element. You'll learn what the message is. Resistance irrelevant, no comparison to the cost of your carelessness. Dig it and bury it. Get some burn for the rays of my chariot. Riding off into the sunset, a dab it up, Judas Iscariot. What are you staring at? Can't take the heat where I'm standing at. The moment you step, all of it flips. Getting pulled into the vantage black. This is the shit you've been needing to see. Spitting, I offer no leniency. I'm running towards what I feel that I see. And nobody's ever gonna steal that from me.
You've been living in a bubble, doing what your parents say. You don't wanna start no trouble, you's a bitch apparently. I get up and get it, boy, you know I live it every day. What the fuck you talking about? I'm talking about the Gary Way,
the Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma have to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma have to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way.
Hey, 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 yeah, yeah, one more time, we Vero Ab, baby. I'm not even gonna rap my verse on this shit. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that.
Y'all not getting it. Look the video up right now. Go to YouTube. Go follow and subscribe and like all the videos at The Hill Cabin on YouTube. Go type into your computers and your cell phones and your minds right now and say VROAVE.com. VROAV.com. Go look this shit up. Stamp it. Follow it. Approve it. Spread it everywhere like fucking, like a disease you don't want to say.
Brand it on your arm.
Get a tattoo. Get a fucking tattoo.
Living in a bubble, doing what your parents say. You don't want to start no trouble, you's a bitch apparently. I get up and get it, boy, you know I live it every day. What the fuck he talking about? I'm talking about the Gary Way.
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma have to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way.
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way,
Gary Way.
I'ma have to do this shit the motherfucking Gary Way. In case I didn't say it enough, VROAV.com.
VROAV.com.
VROAV.com.